State regulators wrapped up a two-day public hearing in Raleigh on Tuesday on the proposed merger of Duke Energy and Piedmont Natural Gas. The two-day hearing included testimony from company leaders and a protest by merger opponents. WFAE's David Borax has more.
Executives including CEOs Lynn Good of Duke and Thomas Skaines of Piedmont argued the $6.7 billion deal would create a stronger company and speed Duke's shift toward cleaner-burning natural gas. Skaines told commissioners Piedmont also got a merger bid from another company, but Duke offered more and was a better fit. Outside the hearing Monday, environmental protesters staged a mock wedding. They call the merger a toxic marriage and say it will create a larger monopoly that will continue Duke's reliance on fossil fuels. Jim Warren of environmental group NC Warren says the merger presents new risks for Duke.
The U.S. supply of shale gas is highly unstable. The entire natural gas industry is unstable, and that makes the future of natural gas subject to shortages and price spikes.
State approval could come this fall. The companies expect to complete the merger by year's end. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.